Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue, joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie. And what we're going to tackle today, it's AOC, and it sounds like a disease, and in many ways, the storm of socialism, really communism, is a disease that's becoming manifest and infecting, you know, the United States of America and the world at large, of course. Angeline Marie, thanks so much for being with us today, as usual. Let's just jump right in here. You know, AOC, this was an article that came out of Mediaite, but I think it was a Breitbart and various other places. But it says that, you know, someone that makes triple the average household income defends a $4,500. She's not like even a raise. It's a cost of living. She's just completely oblivious. Here's someone that you would think would be for the working poor, the working class, and she's looking for a pay hike. And she hasn't even been there. Or maybe she's been there a full year, but it doesn't seem like it.
A lot of spouses need their job to support theirs full time. And, you know, it may not be politically popular to say, but honestly, this is why there's so much pressure to turn to lobbying firms and to cash in on member service after people leave because precisely of this issue. So it may be politically convenient, and it may make you look good in the short term for saying, oh, we're not voting for pay increases, but we should be fighting for pay increases for every American worker. Mm-hmm. We should be fighting for a $15 minimum wage pegged to inflation so that everybody in the United States with a salary, with a wage, gets a cost of living increase. Members of Congress, retail workers, everybody should get cost of living increases to accommodate for the changes in our economy. And then when we don't do that, it only increases the pressure on members to exploit loopholes, like insider trading loopholes, to make it on the back end. So, and that's my issue, is that it's superficial. You know, you can vote against pay increases all you want. It's, in my opinion, voting against it's not even like a raise, it's a cost of living adjustment. So you can vote against the cost of living adjustment all you want, and it'll look good on its surface, but it will, every cost of living adjustment that gets bypassed is voting to increase the pressure to exploit loopholes and legal loopholes to kind of lean on other ways to enrich oneself through service. And so my whole side of it is, like, it may not be optics, it may not be great optics, it may not, like, look the best, and in terms of your opponents could use it as a political, exploit it as a political issue, but in substance, you might as well be transparent about a cost of living increase, fight for a cost of living increase for all American workers, peg the minimum wage to a cost of living increase, and then on top of it, close all of the loopholes that a lot of people use when it comes to, you know, sitting on a committee and knowing what legislation may be coming down the loophole and changing your stock holdings or letting, you know, these are real issues. And I don't think that voting against a cost of living increase is going to negate the actual issues at hand.
Tom, all I can say is when I first heard that, you sent it to me a couple days ago, I was like, what? I mean, I didn't even, she was talking in a complete circle. I don't even know what she was trying to say, but
it's total gibberish. It's completely incomprehensible. And this is a gal, and I call her a gal because she's young and she should take that as a compliment. She doesn't. Then talk to creepy, feely, touchy Joe Biden, and he'll go beyond what I'm saying. You know, this is just unbelievable that someone with a college education and a decent school in the Northeast came out not even a functional illiterate. She's totally oblivious, and it's amazing that you can't even put together complete sentences and sentences that are understandable or comprehensible. What are your thoughts on you know, this gibberish?
Well, first of all, her handler probably wasn't right there with her. So this darling little socialist, AOC, all of a sudden now she wants this raise, and she's saying, like it's not even like a real raise. She makes, by the way, according to the article, 174 grand. I don't think that's half bad. I mean, I could use an income like that. And then she's talking about legal loopholes. Everything was about a loophole. I mean, she had me befuddled. I didn't know what she was talking about.
Well, she was, everything was about justification for this raise that she hasn't even earned yet. I mean, the last time they had this so-called cost of living adjustment was 2009, and the Congress usually is, you know, fairly wise to this based on public sentiment, and they've rejected the idea because they were just, you know, they don't want to be voted out of office. But she thinks she can convince the voting public, you know, the woman that represents the poor, the Bernie Sanders following, that for some reason she's entitled to this, unlike others. And that everybody should get a raise. Like, it's like in a sports team, everyone gets a trophy. And rather than just directly saying, this is why I need or I want or the Congress wants this raise, she made it about everybody.
Yeah, I still just can't get over. I mean, she actually, this led me down a rabbit hole. I saw another interview, Owen Schroyer interviewed a guy named Peter Diabrasca, and he wrote this biography on her, and it just came out. Anyway, he plows into her background, and it's very questionable. He says she was a capitalist. This story about her going from college to being a bartender to being an office, there's a whole piece there that's missing, is that she was a capitalist. She had a book publishing company that failed. It was very interesting interview. I'll try to maybe sometime in the future put some of those clips together.
There's plenty of time ahead.
But yeah,
we can circle back on AOC. And we're going to spend more time on this today. Just something you alluded to in the way you mimicked her, and that it's baby talk. I mean, someone nearing 30 years of age still talking like a baby? I mean, it's just, what's that tell you? I mean, how seriously should she be taken if you're talking in gibberish baby talk?
Well, I have a tinfoil hat comment that I'll make later. To me, it kind of goes into what you just said. But, you know, the clips that I was trying to put together, one of the other things was, and I think you might have already heard this, her brother entered her into a casting call for this campaign thing. This whole thing was manufactured. It wasn't like she just woke up one day and said, gee, I think I'll run for office. No, what happened was her brother finagled something and got her into a casting call. And P.S., she must have got casted. And then I think this whole campaign was a manufactured hoax. To put it lightly.
She did lie about the neighborhood she lived in and the schools she went to. And there was just, you know, there's been a lot of fudging of the facts, which is not unusual. And it just amazes me that people in that area, well, then again, it is New York, it is Brooklyn. It's that, I'm not looking at her exact district, but it will be a contested campaign. And I just think whether it's independents, Republicans, libertarians, everybody should be trying to get her out of office. She is just a sinister socialistic force.
Yeah, but I don't know. She's the little darling of the left. And I don't think she's going to go away anytime soon. In fact, during this Peter Diabrasca interview, he actually said that she is one of the most popular around the world after Trump. And that's why I think we have to be very afraid.
Well, Bernie Sanders rarely comes to her defense. And I think he even sees her as a threat to some degree. You know, I could see her in a little pop video, you know, I don't know if you ever saw the video, and I thought it was kind of cute. You know, I don't mind someone having a little bit of fun, you know, if they focus on the serious stuff too. And she did a little circle dance, you know, she circled around, you know, like in a winning type dance in right outside of her office. And that got a lot of hits, a lot of conservatives, you know, kind of poo-pooed it. But, hey, you can have a little bit of fun. That's not, I don't have a problem with that. But the baby gibberish and leading us down the path of, abject communism certainly is a real problem here, and it's beyond just the storm of socialism. We'll be right back. Hold tight. More to come.
so you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. That's 800-307-6660.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Okay, we're back. Tom Donahue Show, and joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie, and we're talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. Most of the time we'll refer to it as AOC just because of it's simplified. And also, she likes things to be simplified, even though she does have a college degree, even though she seemingly went to a reasonably decent school, should have learned some things. There was another video of her doing a little dance routine on top of a rooftop with other fellow Boston University students. And all that stuff, hey, you should have fun in life. Life should not always be super serious and Trump, 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 Mueller, 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 and Congress, Congress, Congress. So I don't have any problem with her having a little fun with some videos either, you know, prior to or during her office. What I have problems with is these type of interviews, whether they're staged or just, you know, off the cuff. But even off the cuff, to say some of the things she said, it just, you know, borders on the theater of the absurd and just sheer ridiculousness, don't you think?
Yeah. But like I said, she's got what they have portrayed. There's just a lot there that they've hidden. And this guy said he had a hard time getting anybody to talk. It was as though everybody was told to keep their mouth shut about her and her background. She used to go by Sandy Ocasio in high school, and then she became this Alexandria. It was like she kind of reinvented herself, I think, after she graduated college. But, you know, something else, she's a millennial. And what do most millennials have in common? They're all over the internet in terms of a social media presence. This guy couldn't find Jack on her. It was like they scrubbed her social media presence away. And that was another odd thing.
Well, being a millennial and, you know, having fellow college classmates would be a better term, more befitting. Someone's going to come forward. There's going to be many people eventually come forward, just like they did with Trump, just like with Obama. And some of them, you know, are going to be, you know, just media seeking, you know, folks, and others are going to be like just telling it like it is. And, you know, it is a bit curious that there's been so little made of her background or her roots. Now, again, she is very young, so there's going to be a lot. There's going to be less of a historical trail, but there should be some. And how did she have this historic rising? I mean, Trump was around and had name recognition, and even though he wasn't in the political field, but there was, you know, he had talked about running many times, and he flirted with this, and he was on all. I mean, he not only had his own TV shows, but he had made so many appearances, and he's been really, you know, a household name, good, bad, or indifferent. But she was a complete unknown quantity, and all of a sudden she's a congresswoman. The fact that the Congress will rarely ever, I mean, unless it's on the Republican side, say anything negative. Even on the Republican side, they're a bit cautious to proceed. And the other thing is that when Michelle Bachmann had certain gaffes, or let's say Sarah Palin, the media pounced every single moment. But nobody pounces on her unless it's maybe Fox News occasionally. So to me, it's part of the reason I'm so glad that you're part of this is that when you kind of mimic the baby voice, you know, the gibberish, the, you know, the blathering of AOC, at least it's a woman doing that. You know, so it's not just me, a guy.
Well, you know, you're asking and saying she came out of nowhere, and that's true. I mean, how does a bartender run for office? Who funded that campaign? And then she's not even from the Bronx. She's from an upscale neighborhood called, I think it was Yorktown, something or other.
I heard her say one time, well, it was so close by. It's really kind of the same. Everything's like kind of the same. Everything can be thrown in. Everybody, it involves everybody. You know, just like with this whole pay raise thing, not everyone's going to get a pay raise or cost of living adjustment. And just by her saying that doesn't justify her at such a high pay rate with so little performance to back this up. I mean, here she is, a newbie, and she's already on the forefront of saying we need more money. More sage men and women on the Democrat and Republican side have refrained from that to not insult the American public by saying, hey, we're only making $174,000 plus perks, benefits, and we can make an additional 15% that's legal. We're not even talking about the illegal and the slush funds and the Cayman accounts, you know, the offshore accounts and the Switzerland, whatever, Island of Man. You know, this is just, some might say, well, I don't like naivete. I think that there is some design plan here, like you said. But the thing, it's confounding, but it's also people say, oh, she's young and innocent, so we don't have to worry. But if socialism is becoming so popular and in vogue, and she's one of the darlings of this movement, one of the faces. And again, most people would find her a reasonably attractive woman. So I'm not trying to, you know, critique her looks. But, you know, I mean, some people have problems with the teeth or the bug eyes. But you know, that's just, that's, you know, really not that important to me. But some people focus on that.
Well, I think that's why she's there, is because she is young. And I think this was manufactured. I think I have my own opinion of maybe who put her in office and who funded her. But she's not just this bartender from the Bronx. Trust me, her dad was pretty well off. He was an architect, and I'm not buying it. But I'll tell you, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. I don't think the Democrats should discount her. I think Bernie Sanders is on to her. So,
I mean, Boston University is not Harvard by any means, but nevertheless, it is a private school. And the fact is that it's an out-of-state school. So whatever, let's say she got a certain amount of financial aid, scholarships, God, I find that shocking if she were to be based on the intellectual deficiencies. But nevertheless, there's a lot of money that would be spent on that college education. Or she never mentioned that she has college loan debt. So, you know, so maybe the... You know, that's where part of the funding is coming from. This, there's somebody behind all this that's been grooming her.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's go to break, Tom, and we can pick it up. Maybe we can talk about the funding.
Yeah, well, we'll just continue talking about these issues, and we're really focused on the storm of socialism. Right back, hold tight. Thank you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Super highway, coast to coast, easy to get anywhere.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue Show, joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie. And it's great to have a female presence here, especially when we're talking about this gal. And I will continue calling her a gal because she, I mean, matter of fact, it could be goo goo gaga gal. I mean, this is baby talk, gibberish, you know, just silly, childish stuff. I mean, it's, and nobody is allowed to say these things because then they're going to think it's sexist. But then their standard bearer for their party, who is way, way out in the lead, Joe Biden. I mean, he's touchy-feely. Me too, had one day with Joe Biden, and it's like, okay, let's forgive and forget, just like they did with Clinton. All these Democrats, that they learned that they should have been more harsh and more stringent and more critical of Bill Clinton. And here we go again, almost three decades, well, let's say 2.5 decades later, you got Biden that has all this woman stuff. And it really helped shield Trump because, you know, because of Trump's affairs and most of his was more flirting and making passes at women, not, you know, grabbing onto them in public. Joe Biden didn't care. Didn't matter if they were 12 or 82 or, you know, it didn't. I mean, he wanted to smell hair. He wanted to grope, grab, hug. I mean, this guy just couldn't get enough contact. You know, he should have been like at one of those communes or something. He probably would have had a better life. You know, like those new age.
But then he even
everything is kissy, huggy, love your brother and sister and space alien or whatever.
He made a joke about it. I mean, he was talking to some group. I don't know who it was, but he even made a joke about it that, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have. Or I'm about to touch her on the shoulder or whatever.
And said, no, but I asked permission beforehand. Right. Right. Ha ha. He.
Right.
If Trump had said that in public. I mean, it would just be never-ending criticism. I mean, Trump's words. I mean, words are not actions. And sometimes you say things in a hypothetical sense. Sometimes you just say things in jest. Sometimes you say things in sarcasm. Anything Trump says gets scrutinized to the nth degree, and it's in several news cycles. Biden was in one day, you know, and he's the front runner. But where's AOC in all this and in going after Biden? You know, where is you know, Warpath Warren, you know, and there is talk. There's some pictures that show those two very close. You know, I don't know if I'm foretelling something here, but it would not shock me if Warren brought her on as the VP.
Now, did you know, a couple months ago, or it was more than a couple months ago, she had made the comment about running for president. And then someone said, well, you're not old enough. And she said, oh, I didn't know that.
So, I mean, she didn't even understand that you have to be a minimum age of 35 to even, you know, throw your hat in the ring for president. I mean, the founding fathers realized that you got to have at least a good three decades of life in you before you become, you know, the president of the United States, you know, at least compete for that high office. And here she is thinking, oh, maybe I'll run for that too. Well, maybe she'll change that like she wants to change the Electoral College. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, well, here she's already fighting for pay raise, and she hasn't even had enough work product to even, you know, be considered. Right. I mean, could you imagine being at a job that you're already getting paid, I mean, enormous amount of money, and you say, well, I think I need a cost of living adjustment. Okay, even though, you know, real estate or rent is expensive in D.C., I mean, to make $174,000 plus all the perks and benefits, and you can still make a little outside income legally, and you can't afford a one-bedroom apartment or even a shared, I mean, she could find another congresswoman or whatever, or friend, and, you know, have a splitting of the rent.
But, Tom, you brought up a good point. Maybe she's being promised something if Warren was to get in office, and maybe as time goes on, you're going to see them more as a team. I don't know, because I don't know how old you have to be a VP. I doubt she's old enough for that, but that's an interesting observation.
As far as I can recall, and if someone wants to correct me, they can always email me. That's fine. But my understanding is there is no age specific for vice president. Well, you know why? Because back in the day, you know, the number two always became the vice president. So that issue has not been concretely addressed.
She would be prime then to be the president after another term, and she'd already be halfway there.
If it was Elizabeth Warren, she'd have to say, well, she's vice president, not president. But then what happens, you know, then we're in a constitutional crisis. If Elizabeth Warren, you know, were to have a heart attack or something, and I know these are all speculative and hypotheticals, but nevertheless, this woman is playing a much more prominent role than she deserves, certainly more than she's earned. And it's like you say, you don't have to be conspiratorial to go, why is she becoming so front and center in the face of this party? And remember, she was the one that pushed Pelosi on the impeachment and pushed Pelosi on other things. And so I think anyone that wants something pushed, they just go to her and say, hey, no, you're not going to be criticized. I will be. This is how you do it. And she just goes out there in front of the cameras and just with her gibberish just babbles on.
Yeah, and I think that she's part of this powerful three that they've put together, her, that Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar. I think those three, this whole thing, their campaigns, everything was probably funded, and they were put in there on purpose. Believe me, there's more to this story than we know.
Well, the independents, the Republicans, everybody, and even sensible Democrats, rather than Democrats, have got to target those three districts. Have got to, and I say target not with any kind of weaponry. I'm talking about political opposition, political competition. It's got to be, you know, very strongly contested races. And if they still win, because as we know, maybe she's not even familiar with that. Maybe she thinks she's got a few more years to go. Every 2 years, you're up for re-election as a representative. You know, the United States Senate is every six. So she's gonna have to start campaigning very soon. As a matter of fact, she had some kind of outburst because she was surprised she had, you know, somebody contesting her. I don't have the article in front of me, but maybe we'll dig that up. But yeah, she's got real issues with, like, thinking that she has a sense of entitlement, just like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton felt that she had done everything to earn. And she deserved, through the Clinton royalty entitlement, that she needed to be president.
Yeah, and I think it just goes with the territory. These people get in office, and then they become unstoppable in their mind.
Yeah. Well, again, I still am of the belief that Hillary will not run under any circumstances. I know you see it a little bit differently, but nevertheless, we have another break upcoming. And stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hold tight.
Hey, is that a
new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue Show. Joined by my contributing host, Angelaine Marie. And I'm thinking of this, you know, the bumper, the music, and I'm thinking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, doing her little dance, and then we have Warren doing her war dance because she's so Indian, so a Native American. But then they realize that this message is not, it's raining on their parade, and so she's got to stop the war dance. And then you got, you know, her saying, I better go back to being a little pop star and do music videos on YouTube. And you know, it's insane. I mean, really, if you think of this, it'd be a sinister sitcom that would be not so laughable, although I guess there would be hilarious moments. Put Hillary in there for hilarity. But this whole thing is hellacious and horrendous to think that socialism is in vogue, and it's kind of cool to be a Bernie or an AOC and others that are having all these demands. Everybody needs pay raises. Everybody needs perks and benefits, including people that serve less than a year in the United States Congress. And hasn't shown, usually you get paid based on performance, you know, in real life, not based on, she can't even base it on longevity, let alone productivity. So this is really quite insane.
Right. And I think she was put in there too because she's young and vivacious, and they want to make socialism or the road to socialism cool. It's the cool thing to do now. I mean, if you're with it, then, you know, socialism is the way to go. But, Tom, I want to get back to who do you think might have funded her campaign, or who do you think was behind this?
Well, I haven't done a tremendous amount of research into AOC. You know, and sometimes you think that, well, it's so laughable that it really can't amount to much. But you've listened to some programs in a little more detail. You've also done reading in this area. So I'm just going to toss it to you as to what you think or what you know.
Well, I don't know. I suspect that this is a DNC manufactured thing. And so who would be behind that? One of my guesses would be Soros and company as far as the money part. I think maybe, you know, Obama's a professional organizer. He might be part of the orchestration. Maybe he was involved in, you know, getting the people together that they needed to get together to do the casting calls and figure out who some prospects would be. They were looking for young people, people of color. Obviously, white privilege wouldn't do for the DNC.
And unless I think you're Biden, that of course. These, now, Biden, that's, he makes, he's an exception because he's tied to Obama. Remember they had the friendship day? Remember there was some kind of friendship day the other day? And he was tweeting about that and you know, how they're best of buddies, like, you know, like the Odd Couple. Sure, right, we believe that. He was Lunch Bucket Joe.
He could
deliver Pennsylvania, and he probably will against Trump. You know, he could deliver certain states that, you know, so he was not because he was Obama's best friend. He was as he felt like that was the way to balance out the ticket. And so just like with Trump, he needed someone that was more of a Christian fundamentalist, someone that could absolutely super serve. And he did quite nobly the religious right.
Yeah, but I don't believe that he's really ahead. I don't know what their polls were based on, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe he's ahead. He's just nothing but a retread.
And I live in Pennsylvania.
Why would they put a white privilege guy in? It just doesn't make sense to me. They're always demonizing old white men. And here they got an old white man that's going to be their front runner. I don't buy it. Doesn't make sense.
Well, he is the front runner at this point, and I think that's true. I don't think he's a far ahead of Trump, and so I think those polls are certainly, you know, very unreliable, and it's too far out. But there are certain things that you can examine in terms of, I live in Pennsylvania, and Joe Biden is well connected. You know, obviously the Delaware, and he was born, I think, in Scranton, if I remember correctly. But the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware connection for him is very, very strong, and the likelihood is that he would defeat just about anybody in the state of Pennsylvania, and of course his home state of Delaware. But beyond that, no, I think that you have, you know, nearly 25 candidates, I think it is now, and you have all these different colors of the rainbow, and you have all these different. Mm-hmm. So I think that they have like safe candidates, and they have the ones that are really wacky and weird. So it's going to depend on, just like with Trump. You know, the Republican Party certainly did not want Trump, but it got to the point where they didn't think that Trump was a threat. They didn't think that Trump could win the primaries. And so then they had to, many of them, finally, begrudgingly, come on board the Trump train. But that's what's going to happen here. They'll jump on the Biden train in the event that Biden is the last man standing and not last woman standing. But you're right. It's hypocritical. And it's so hilarious to see, you know, this party that's the Me Too party and the Empowerment Women's Party, mm-hmm. Allow for someone that's a white privileged guy, so to speak, very, you know, a senior citizen, and someone that is really so swampy in terms of D.C. and the amount of years he's served. And then this guy is a touchy-feely, floppy Uncle Joe.
Yeah, I think they're going to end up with a woman at the end. I think it's going to be one of the women that end up as the candidate.
Well, I think it's one of two, and this is just, and I've been pretty good about as a prognosticator, but again, this is all sheer speculation. I think it's either going to be Biden or Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is as close to an Obama-like candidate in terms of intelligence, charisma, and she has a white husband, and she has... You know, she's just, I think she could appeal, and even though the rats are going to be against her because of her prosecutorial background, but if that's the worst thing you can bring against her, well, then she could be a shoo-in.
Yeah, she was the one that was in my mind when I said a woman. I really think it's going to be her, unless Michelle Obama ends up in here somewhere. I think she could really run with it.
I just like you said, I think that she could actually win it. You know, and I think you have enough illegals here. You have enough double dipping voters. You have enough people that are starstruck and still, you know, have this unrealistic imagery of the Obamas and it kind of fantasy island. And so it could happen, but it's going to be one of those things that she'd have to be dragged in. I don't think she really wants to, because I think she has a really good life. And I don't think she really wants to get into all this, the political swamp and the warfare, but you never know. And back to that funding, I agree with you, George Soros. That is a very astute. I think that that is an assessment of who is behind this, and Soros is behind a lot of anything that relates to internationalism, globalism, socialism, and communism.
Yeah,
this has been the AOC week, and again, it's not to give her more publicity. It's just because there, but it's exploring how does this, you know, nobody and someone that's really has a mental deficiency and is you know, kind of in arrested development with this childhood, you know, kind of little girly gibberish, this gal, you know, so-called, I guess you call her AOC from the block, which is not the same block as she, you know, has have portrayed herself.
Right. Right, absolutely. And, well, we'll see where it goes. But she is going to be a force to be reckoned with. Do not discount her. I can see that they're molding her right now. And I think she could be very dangerous if she ever does become the president. And I'm not discounting her. So she's definitely one to watch, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, she, you know, certainly fun to watch, as in funny to watch at times, and sad to watch, too, at the same time, which is something else. I did want to say that you are at K-Star Talk Radio Network. I'm at TomDonahueReports.com, as well as TalkStreamLive.com. So there's many ways that they can catch your True Seekers Radio.
I want to say real quick, yeah, TrueSeekersRadioShow.com, we're back on. So my new site is up, so please check it out.
Okay, and K-Star Radio Network, and of course, TomDonahueReports.com. You can communicate with us. You can download the podcast and find out more and communicate with us in any and all ways. Till we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue, Angelina Marie. Take good care.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.